You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
And it worked out playing that old-timey jingle this time, because instead of a Facebook message where we get probably 95% of our messages, this one did come through email. You just got to go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy tab at the top. You'll be able to reach out that way. It's from, her name is Symphony, and I got to say,
beautiful.
She wins for cool name of the week.
That is a cool name.
Symphony says, "Hi, my boys. Whenever I hear your traffic reports and hear about a car that's rolled over, I shudder. That's my biggest fear ever, my car rolling over. I don't know how it could, because I'm usually the slowest person on the road, and maybe that's why. Intersections freak me out because I'm convinced someone is going to come racing through, hit me, and then I'm going to be trapped in an upside-down car."
Whoa.
She says, "Do any of your listeners have their own driving fears?" Then she closes with, "I love your show," and I think that's 5 exclamation points.
So many, Symphony.
Symphony, we love you back.
We love you back.
I get it, a symphony.
So it's always funny when we do get those like really early traffic reports. It's like, you know, the first one at 5 whatever this morning, and there is somebody rolled over when there's essentially nobody on the roads. There's the one guy who is rolled over in the middle of the highway, and Dom and I are always like, how does that happen? What were you doing at 5 a.m. to be on top of your car now, on your roof?
I would guess excessive speed. Would that be safe?
It would have to be playing pinball, you know, with the sides or something. Ding, 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 ding.
For me, it's not so much fear of rolling over, but I do hear these stories. They'll say, there's a car just on the side of Wadsworth on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, a car, if you're just driving along and suddenly your car ignites,
that's scary stuff.
That would freak the hell out.
You have a minor electrical issue is what I'm guessing.
But we all have our minor or major, in Symphony's case, driving fears. The little thing that freaks you out the most about driving.
Mine's a big thing, though. It's a semi, man. The semis freak me out, especially we do a lot of road trips and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you start coming up next to a semi, you know, knickknacks in the passenger seat, going pass him, go. We're both like terrified that there's going to be a blowout as you're passing them, the blowout on a semi's tire, and over into your lane. And the next thing you know, you're on your roof. They freak me out, man. I got to get around the semis. I don't like them behind me in case they lose their brakes. You just hear too many horror stories about those giant vehicles.
An ex-girlfriend of mine would always absolutely panic if the car in front flipped a cigarette butt out the window.
Oh, that whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, she was convinced. And I told her, I said, that's an old myth. Your car is not going to blow up when you drive over that. She goes, there's gasoline everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, some jerkwad flips a lit cigarette out their window. I drive over it with all the fumes. I think my car, and hey, I talked about the cars on fire on the side of Wadsworth.
This is how it starts, smokers.
Who's to say it's not caused by some random cigarette out there? I don't know.
You know what other one freaks me out real quick? Seeing as I'm a pickup driver, America's pickup, and you're hauling a load in the back, I always make sure my load is properly tied down, Dom. put an extra strap on it, as they say. Put an extra strap on it.
Well, I wonder how many of our listeners can relate to that whole thing. If you're on the highway, say you're on I-25 or 470
or
something.
And you're behind that guy, right?
Yeah, and there's a pickup in front of you that's got furniture in there.
Furniture, or you see the guys rolling out of like Home Depot with about 700 2x4s in the back, and you're like, I know one of those is sliding off, going right through the windshield and right through my face.
I took a photo a few years ago and posted it on Facebook of a pickup truck that was in front of me. It was one of the smaller pickups, but they had those pallets in the back.
Oh, yes.
You know, pickups will go and they'll pick up a bunch of pallets.
Sure.
And they had them stacked. I'm not exaggerating. It had to be 10 feet up over the cab of the pickup truck.
Put an extra strap on it.
With a couple of straps, and it was a giant mountain
it's
of
like
pallets.
Going back and forth as they're turning.
So Symphony wants to know, with Dom and Jeremy listeners, What's your biggest driving fear? And it can be irrational. That those are usually some of the best ones.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What's your biggest driving fear? And you've maybe never told anybody before. And I guess it's been shown in movies and TV shows so much, you know, where they're hanging from their seatbelt upside down.
Oh, and, sure. And then it's spinning around a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe a trickle of blood coming out of the mouth.
It's very Fast and Furious. Very similar to that, Alex wrote in on our Facebook page. And I think it's an Alex. She says, my biggest fear when driving is that when it's windy, my car is just going to simply blow over onto its side while driving.
Sure. Yeah.
I get that. What is that, 93 out to Boulder?
Oh,
and it's
that's
always
the
so
worst.
Windy. Yeah. Cars on their
Golden?
Sides all the time out there.
Yeah, 93 between Golden and Boulder is scary.
Crazy.
They got to shut it a lot of times because of that.
I'll give you one more from Anne. She says, hi, boys. I hate driving over railroad tracks, especially if there's multiple tracks. I'm always scared I'll get struck and hit by a train. And I am with you on that. Look both ways multiple times.
You know, they have those areas over where were the, was it the A-line that goes out to the airport? Is that the one?
I don't know.
A-line, E-line. Anyway, and they have almost like old-timey crossing guards that sit out there.
Oh, they do?
They don't even trust just the arm because the arms will come down and they would still, I don't know if they're still doing it, but they would have a guy who had to drive out there with the schedule. Ooh. And wait and go out and stand in the middle of the road and
keep people from
driving by because those big arms that come down are not enough to stop
Hopefully
some people.
They fix that. Oh, my gosh.
To the phones we go. Lindsay, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're great. It's Friday.
What's your biggest driving fear, Lindsay?
Yeah, so it started as a kid, and I still have it now. Driving over water, so on bridges, I would roll up my windows
just in case
we went off the bridge and into the water.
Or if you hit a bump and you fell out your window.
There you go.
Well, wait a minute. That's hilarious. Want your window down if you go into the water so that you can swim out of it so that the pressure doesn't keep it from staying closed?
Well, I mean, as an adult, that makes more sense. But as a kid,
you just want to float down the river, essentially, and keep all the water out. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Lindsay, thank you for your call. Have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks, Lindsay.
You do the same, boys. Thank you. Bye.
And be careful around.
That's terrifying. I don't want to end up in a river.
Kyleen, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy experience. What do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday. So I hate when I am waiting to merge onto the highway and I'm at the light to turn and I'm stuck under the overpass. I always feel like it's going to collapse and crush me.
Yes. You're under there thinking, man, I hope they had a real good structural engineer build this.
I was going to say, you know, with all the reports about how our infrastructure is crumbling and collapsing, I think that's...
First, earthquakes is the first thing that comes to my mind when I'm parked underneath one of those overpasses, underpasses, whatever they're called. I was like, let's not have an earthquake right now, please.
Please.
Be a pancake.
Because there's so many of those in Denver.
Hey, you never know. Like, now is not the time.
Yeah. And I don't know how many listeners are old enough to remember when Stapleton was an airport and airplanes would drive over I-70.
Yeah.
So you'd be driving along and there would be a bridge over you, Kyleen, where an airplane would taxi over the top of you.
Awful.
That is awful. Or the ones like on Santa Fe, like if you're on 285 and you go underneath Santa Fe and the trains are going across, that freaks me out too.
Kyleen, thank you for calling. Have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
See you later.
Appreciate you calling us. Here's Mr. John. Hello, John. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
We couldn't be better. What's your biggest driving fear?
Well, I used to drive a cab in the Boulder Mountains, and I was always told the mechanics to pay special attention to my front end parts because I didn't want a tire or ball joint going off when I'm going 90 down a hill.
I tell my mechanics to keep an eye on my front end parts as well all the time when I'm in there. They don't let me into the shop anymore.
Right.
John, have you had a history of your tires falling off, or is this like justified for some reason,
right,
or is it just an irrational fear?
I have never had a tire fall off. It's just the idea of, you know.
You right. just don't want that to happen.
I've driven off the mountain before, but as far as the tire goes, yeah.
Tighten those lug nuts, buddy.
Yeah. John, well, thanks for being on the show. Have a great weekend, yeah. okay?
Later, John.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. They are lined up now. Steven, good morning. Welcome. What's your biggest driving fear?
So mine's been here since I was a kid. It's been when I'm getting off at an exit and the exit sign falls off and goes through the windshield.
Oh, like the big metal sign?
Yes. And I'll
I guess
say,
the wind yes. could okay, blow so those over and blow them off.
So, Stephen, my dad was a fire chief, and he always told me about the stories on, like, the really windy days, like stop signs and stuff coming loose and getting the wind, and it basically just flies through the air and into people's cars.
Like decapitate.
Like yeah, chops their head off or something, and they go right. He was on calls like that. So that's legit, dude.
I know mine from if anyone, everyone ever remembers a movie called Prancer. There was a scene where like a toy reindeer fell on the car, and I when they're going under a stoplight, and I saw that when I was 5, and it's stuck with me since then. And now I guess I got to worry about being decapitated.
Yep,
that's exactly right.
Reindeer will take your head
today.
Right off.
You know, and happy driving, Steve. And quickly before we take one more call along those lines about something coming through the car. Connor wrote to us and said, I'm terrified of hail when I'm driving. It's not just that I'm afraid of the damage. I'm actually convinced it will pierce the roof of my car yeah. and penetrate into my skull.
It will.
He says, I mean, why couldn't that happen?
Well, people with sunroofs right now are like,
Time for one more. It's Gwen. Gwen, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your biggest driving fear?
Well, first of all, love my boys in the morning.
Aw, Gwen. Tongue kisses.
Thank you. My biggest fear is somebody pulling in front of me and slamming on the brakes for no reason.
Hey,
well,
sorry.
That happens every day.
Sorry about that, Gwen.
That's an everyday
My
thing.
Bad. Well, maybe Gwen. You should go the speed limit, Gwen.
I do.
Gwen, you're the best. You. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Gwen.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Get a load of this. Emily says, my aunt would never ride anywhere after sundown. I mean, never. If she was at your house, she'd be the first to leave in late afternoon because she was so afraid of driving at night.
Oh, yeah.
And then she says, it made for weird party planning with her.
Right.
I wonder if that's one of those things where if you invite your aunt over and she will not get in a car after the sun goes down, you have to plan on her being in your guest room overnight.
That's right. She's going to park it for a while. those are
Thank
fun calls. Thank
you so much for your calls. Thank you for your messages. We appreciate you spending your Friday morning with your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100.